Thank you, Sarah. And now back to the news. The plight of homeless people on our streets has been well documented in the past, but this week the paper featured the story of a 25-year-old formerly homeless Norwich man who's turned his life around. And a homeless shelter could arise from a former church. Our local hospital aims high and learning outside the classroom. But we start with Adam's story. It was just a few short years ago that Adam Mortar found himself homeless and out of work after a difficult childhood surrounded by violence and emotional pain. The 25-year-old, who grew up in Sprouston and now lives in Norwich City Centre, said it was a desperate time of his life. Mr. Mortimer said, "This difficult time where I suffered from bullying at school about my sexuality and injury from my alcoholic brother meant I left school with barely any GCSEs, despite being an A-grade student when I started secondary education." But Mr. Mortimer's life changed one day when he found out about Get Into Retail course run by the Prince's Trust, a charity which helps young people aged 11 to 30 get into jobs, education and training. He said, "They supported me to find stable housing. The trust then helped me to build my confidence, improve my qualifications and skills for work, so I could support myself. The course led to a permanent retail role at Marks & Spencer, and over the next few years, he worked his way up to become a service champion for exemplary customer service. He now splits his time between working at Waitrose and Byron Burger in Norwich and London-based social enterprise Leaders Unlocked, helping other young people. And thanks to the charity, Mr. Mortimer is getting ready to take part in a 45-mile ride palace-to-palace cycle from Buckingham Palace to Windsor Castle on Sunday. He said, 'I'm nervous but excited. I've never done anything like this before.'"
A £7 million vision for a new sports centre and homeless shelter could rise from the ashes of a former church. But to make it a reality, the team behind Soul Church needs to raise £1 million a year over the next 3 years. The Norwich Family Life Church was left homeless after a fire ripped through the Mount Zion Family Life Centre in Heartsease Lane in February 2006. Since then, they have been nomadic in the city and ambitious plans to revive their old home have been revealed. With hopes to open in Easter 2020, it includes a 1,000-seat auditorium, youth and children's centre, play park, indoor sports centre and sheltered accommodation for the homeless.
A primary school in Norfolk has been recognised for its commitment to learning outside the classroom. Brundle Primary has been given a Silver Learning Outside the Classroom Award, which celebrates the policies and practices to make sure all pupils can access extra learning. Pat Pierce from the school said, "Being awarded this mark is a real coup for the staff and governors here, as it shows that we are really making strides in providing our pupils with potentially life-changing opportunities. We're thrilled to get our official recognition for our efforts, and we look forward to building on this award to continue to improve our learning outside the classroom provision."
World-class cancer care on your doorstep. That was the ambitious vision set out at the region's busiest hospital as it launched a challenging strategy to fight the evil disease. Already, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNUH, is one of the largest cancer centres in England using cutting-edge techniques such as robotic surgery. But yesterday it was revealed the Trust has global success in its sights, and it is hoped earlier diagnoses, more patients taking part in clinical trials and better care beyond cancer will help turn the hospital into a world-class centre of excellence for treating the disease. It comes as experts predict demand for cancer services is only going to rise over coming years. At the NNUH annual general meeting yesterday, statistics from Public Health Norfolk showed the NNUH would need an extra 50,000 appointments for those with suspected cancer by 2025. Already more than 2,000 patients every month are referred to the hospital for suspected cancer, with 27,400 over the last year. Of those, around 6,000 cancer diagnoses were made and 9,200 treatments given.
8 green spaces across the east of England have already been nominated in a national competition to find the best park, playground or playing field in the country. Catton Park and Train Wood in Norfolk are among the places already put forward for the UK's Best Park Award, run by the charity Fields in Trust. Helen Griffiths, Fields in Trust Chief Executive, said, "Parks are arguably the most universal of all public services. Our nation's parks and green spaces are places to enjoy life experiences, whether that's reaching a personal sporting milestone, teaching grandchildren to cycle, engaging with nature, or simply having a first kiss or walking the dog."
And that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Pauline and Christopher will be here with more news, as well as a couple of features and information desk. So it's goodbye from
Ian Robertson
and me, Paddy Watkins.